In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, the majesty of motherhood. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us, in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has been given us. Romans 5:6. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Majesty of Motherhood. Core material was borrowed from our book, Better by the Dozen, Plus Two Anecdotes and a Philosophy of Life from a Family of 16, by myself and my wife, Kathleen. This is your mother, John 19:27. Yes, the Blessed Virgin Mary is the ideal mother. More on that shortly. I'd like to share a disturbing story that occurred when my wife Kathleen was undergoing a cesarean section for delivery of our twins, Maura and Claire, our 9th and 10th children living on Earth. Kathleen's regular obstetrician was not available, so the doctor on call delivered the babies. I was in the operating room with her. The doctor had her opened up, and in the course of delivering the babies, he turned to me and he said, since she was already opened up, he could go ahead and sterilize her by tying her tubes. Well, I guess he was making the appalling offering of an efficient and perhaps discounted two-for-one operation. Of course, I was appalled, shocked, angry at this. I told him there was no way he was going to do that. I made sure in a very intense and serious way that he understood me. I lost complete trust in him at that time. I kept reminding him that he had better not perform a tubal ligation. He continually assured me that he would not, but I had heard horror stories of doctors thinking that they knew better than the patient what was good for her and going and doing it anyway. Kathleen was, of course, not in much of a position to express her horror and fear at his proposition, but her eyes indicated it to me very clearly. It is utterly appalling that such a proposal was made at all, let alone at such an emotional time. This was vastly inappropriate, to say the least. As this may be a not-so-uncommon proposal repeated often to women in this scenario, I dread the real risk that couples might make a bad decision to end their fertility under duress when such a proposal is made to them. Of course, Kathleen and I would never dream of either one of us being sterilized, which is so contrary to the truth about the human person and our sexuality, that beautiful gift of our sexuality, about our sharing in the life-giving and unitive gift of God. Kathleen had undergone many difficulties with the pregnancy of the twins, so the dominant culture would deceive us into believing that due to this long-suffering, her age, number of children, and other factors, we were, quote, entitled to have her sterilized. This is a lie. Just think, since the twins were born, we have thus far had 7 more children, 4 living and 3 in heaven. Had this poor, confused doctor had his way, those children and all their descendants and their eternal souls, which were planned and destined by God to live for all eternity, would never have existed. God has created us to be like him, to be one through him, with him, and in him. God is a giver. God gives life. He is a life giver. We also are made to be life givers. whether blessed with fertility or not. We can all be life givers spiritually and through the giving of ourselves. What a blessing fertility is. To have the love between husband and wife bear fruit in the life of a beautiful child brought into the world and into eternity. God is love. And all real love entails risk, entails sacrifice. Outside of and unconnected to God, there is really no love. If we could only fathom how much Jesus loves givers, risk takers, those who pour out everything they are and have, those who do not reduce their love to economics, finances, and things, those who do not hold back with their love. Christ Jesus loves in a special way those the world sees as extremists, which is what he was perceived as. He loves and is bursting with pride over those who put love before everything else. God is love. Yes, to be full of love today, true, authentic, agape love is to be considered an extremist. Listen to the gospel story about an amazing, generous woman, a majestic soul, a pourer. Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper when a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of the most expensive ointment and poured it on his head as he was at table. When they saw this, the disciples were indignant. "Why this waste?" they said. "This could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." Jesus noticed this. "Why are you upsetting the woman?" he said to them. "What she has done for me is one of the good works indeed. I tell you solemnly, wherever in all the world this good news is proclaimed, what she has done will be told also in remembrance of her." Matthew 26:6-13. You see, God himself defends, protects, and provides for generous souls. Pourers, those who do not trip, but pour it all out. Jesus is so taken by this woman's generosity, so taken by her trust in him, of her willingness to give everything, that he honors her in a special way. He proclaims that her generosity will be told forever. Well, mothers are pourers. We are only free. We only conquer fear when we are generous, when we give of ourselves, when we trust completely in God, when we live our lives doing what is in our power, while at the same time totally dependent on God, completely confident in him, in his love, in his power to bring good out of everything. God is never outdone in generosity. Never. God is generosity incarnate, an infinite well of life giving water of generosity. Mothers are the most beautiful creatures in the world. There is nothing more beautiful than a mother. There has never been a beauty pageant winner more beautiful than a pregnant woman. A pregnant woman glows with the grace of God. She is one with God. Her love has borne fruit with the life in her womb. She is transformed into an other worldly beauty. Anyone can naturally see this. I know when I would see my wife, especially when she was pregnant, I would experience an overwhelming drive to embrace her. I wanted to be one with that love she was exuding. A pregnant woman is a lover in the true sense of the word. Yes, she is a lover because the love she gives is very costly to her. Through the physical difficulties of the pregnancy, through the pain of childbirth, through the mountain of work of mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual self-giving pouring out. To be a mother is to be a pourer throughout her entire life, unto death and into eternity. Through all the challenges of motherhood, she owns a deep interior joy. From the moment she becomes a mother, from the first moment of conception, at the very instant of fertilization, she will never be the same. She is now a mother. When we hear or utter the name mother, really, we should bow or genuflect. In a sense, we are encountering God in a mother. I dedicate these thoughts and words from the depths of my soul, first to the mother of all mothers, the Blessed Virgin Mary, our mother, and then to my wife, who is a gift from God beyond words, and to both my mother Joan and Kathleen's departed mother, Rosemary, may her soul rest in peace. I further dedicate these thoughts and words to all mothers, to all the mothers who have embraced so many sacrifices and sorrows selflessly, out of love for their children and for the world. We need to create a culture that honors mothers. We need to honor mothers who are old, wrinkled, perhaps forgotten in nursing homes. To honor mothers whose children perhaps did not seem to turn out as perfectly as their dreams had hoped for. But nothing is lost with God. With God, all things are possible. I am certain that we will find out in eternity that a significant percentage of the population in heaven will have gotten there in a major part because of their mothers. Their mothers will have interceded for their children like the Blessed Mother interceded at the wedding feast at Cana, when the Blessed Virgin Mary told her son Jesus that they had no wine. He gave her what she asked for the benefit of the others that she interceded for. See John chapter 2. Our Blessed Lord never refuses his mother's requests. I am convinced, without a shadow of a doubt, that he will never refuse any mother when she intercedes for her children. Why am I so sure? Well, I take my awesome God's word for it. God addresses these words to all of us, but especially to mothers. Ask and it will be given to you. What father among you would hand his son a stone when he asks for bread, or hand him a snake instead of a fish, or hand him a scorpion if he asks for an egg? If you then who are evil know how to give your children what is good, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Luke 11:19-13. We'll be right back to continue our discussion about the majesty of motherhood. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. You can email us at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion of the majesty of motherhood. Yes, I'm convinced without a shadow of a doubt that God will never refuse any mother when she intercedes for her children. This goes for a mother's life of giving, praying, and interceding here on earth, as well as when she stands immersed in God at the gates of heaven, with utter confidence that God will grant her that each of her children will enter those gates of paradise. For those mothers who spend themselves worrying and praying for their children, take this for certain: your prayers will be answered. Mothers, after a life of spending themselves, will hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant," Matthew 25:21, and they will be heard by God. Yes, God gives mothers whatever they ask for their children. Why? Because mothers are humble. They are living signs of humility, and only the humble are filled with God. But Jesus also gifts, G-I-F-T-S, gifts mothers with a share of his sorrows and passion to be applied to the salvation of their children. You see, every mother is alter Christus, in Latin meaning another Christ. Yes, mothers are other Christs. This applies not only to Christians, but to all people of goodwill. Pay attention to this. Mothers are powerful with God. Did you hear me? I said, mothers are powerful with God. They are the true definition of tough and will let nothing stand in the way of the good of their children. No price is too high for a mother. Hear this gospel story about an amazing mother willing to sacrifice anything for the good of her child. Though she is a grandiose soul, she is willing to get down on her knees like a dog to eat scraps off the floor for her beloved child. A woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him and straightaway came and fell at his feet. Now the woman was a pagan by birth, a Syrophoenician, and she begged him to cast the devil out of her daughter. And he said to her, "The children should be fed first, because it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the house dogs." But she spoke up. "Ah, yes, sir," she replied, "but the house dogs under the table can eat the children's scraps." And he said to her, "For saying this, you may go home. The devil has gone out of your daughter." So she went off to her home and found the child lying on a bed and the devil gone. Mark 7:24-30. What an awesome example of sacrifice, love, costly humility, and tenacity of a mother. And Jesus drew this astounding example out of her as an example to his disciples and as an example to us. The name mother should be whispered with reverence. This story of the Syrophoenician woman is representative of all mothers. There are really no bad mothers, only good mothers, at least amongst those who try, who do their best, and persevere, regardless of any shortcomings. Yes, we all fall short, but God makes up for this. A mother's life is made up of so many tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of seemingly ordinary small tasks and sacrifices, but in fact, each has an infinite value when united with Jesus. Mothers have a special dignity that God has blessed them with. Mothers should be confident in this. Mothers should go through life saying, "I am a mother. I am fulfilled. I have no worries or fears because God is with me, and he loves me in an extraordinary way." Elderly mothers, every wrinkle, gray hair, varicose vein, pain, and frailty you have is a Purple Heart medal for which you should beam with a holy pride. Mothers, mothers-to-be, grandmothers, do you hear what I am saying? Do you realize the grand dignity that you have? The necessary sign that you are in the world? And we cannot leave out those women who ache to be mothers, who have not had this dream fulfilled, or may not be given the physical condition to be mothers. They too should be honored as mystical mothers. You see, God honors the intention and the will. The ache of those women who wish to be mothers but cannot is an immense gift of sharing in the sorrows of Jesus in a redemptive way. Those aches and sorrows, that pain that cannot be described in words, is a life-giving pain, a life-giving pain. It is in itself a real form of motherhood, and motherhood is life-giving. The fruit of this redemptive pain is parceled out to other souls and participates in Jesus' redemptive passion for their salvation. See Paul to the Colossians 1:24. This mystical motherhood is not inferior to physical motherhood. It is profound. These mystical mothers will find in eternity that their love and their sorrow bore fruit in many children by whom they will be honored and spend their eternity with in heaven, because it contributed to their salvation. And we cannot fail to mention the supreme higher form of motherhood, spiritual motherhood, the motherhood of religious and consecrated women who have wedded themselves to the bridegroom, Jesus. They are mothers to all of us. They have truly surrendered everything, including their natural ache to be physical mothers. Out of the ultimate pouring out of their souls and living chaste lives through their mystical marriage to our Lord Jesus, they are mothers to all of us in time and in eternity. I absolutely believe that if it were not for these consecrated women, these spiritual mothers, in their sacrifices of prayer and service, the world would not be able to go on existing. If it were not for their spiritual motherhood, there would not be physical mothers, because the world would long ago have destroyed itself in hate. It is only through the immense infusion of the love of these spiritual mothers that love has been able to prevail. We will continue our discussion of the majesty of motherhood. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We'll be right back.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion of the majesty of motherhood. I left off speaking about the spiritual motherhood of religious and consecrated women. Love is the most powerful force in the world, more powerful than nuclear weapons. The supreme self-giving of consecrated women is the ultimate hydrogen bomb of love, which radiates through the world, of which the fallout touches and sustains every person in the world. They have the added efficacy of the hiddenness of most of their sacrifices. The largest part of what they give is hidden. It is visible only to God, and therefore has a special power to infuse God's love into others. Thank you, God, for our consecrated and religious. Every baby born is a sign of hope. We all experience this. Even the most hardened person is moved by the sight of a baby. Everyone wants to be in the presence of a baby. Babies are signs of hope in the world that God has not given up on the human race, that He loves us infinitely. Every new baby born into the world adds a new dimension to that family. Everything has changed. The family cannot imagine itself any longer without that new, unique, unrepeatable person as an integral part. Every new baby proclaims by his or her existence alone, God is with us. God is love. By the grace of God, I started a tradition with our first child of writing a letter of advice for each of my children while they were in the womb. It is only thanks to our Heavenly Father and their mother, my bride Kathleen, that I have been given this opportunity many times over. Well, I had hoped to share a couple of stories relating to motherhood, but those will have to be carried over until the next program, so you'll have to tune in next week. One of the stories is related to motherhood and our Lord Jesus in the Eucharist. The other is about our Blessed Mother Mary and a pot of petunias and how those were used as a sign to show that Our Lady was caring for my wife and our twins, Moore and Claire, in the womb, and our whole family. I think you will enjoy hearing these stories and be inspired. May Jesus give us the grace to be His pourers in the world and for all eternity. Let's pour ourselves out in love for Jesus today. Let's pour ourselves out for someone whom God puts in our path today, especially when it's difficult to do. I know you will be generous. Pray that I will be too. You are so good at heart. Why? Well, because God made you that way. You are His masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call us at 708-334-1988. You can email us at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com. Please contact us with your prayer requests as well. We'd love to hear from you. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.